Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
When we fail to remember the past, we are condemned to repeat our mistakes and failures, whether it be nationally, personally, or spiritually. Do you believe that? Even before the alphabet was developed in the Tigris-Euphrates River Valley, parents passed on to their children truths which they wanted preserved. Oral history, we call it today. Sometimes the stories were myths, but most of the time they were factual. Who did what and what happened to whom? These oral traditions included God's dealings with people and family history, battles that were fought, marriages which produced offspring, cataclysmic events such as earthquakes, famines, and floods. It was all there. Sometimes it was sung or chanted. Sometimes it was told around a fireplace. But it was remembered and eventually passed on to the next generation. One of the great flaws of our present generation is that we are so consumed with the immediate, we have never learned what ought to be remembered isn't really a matter of forgetting. We've never learned it. We depend on books, on computers, on the professionals whose business it is to preserve history. We've become a generation of spectators, not observers. Confronting us today is a generational failure, far more dangerous than being unable to read or write. One of the shocks which I first encountered when I went into tribal areas where people were considered to be primitive is that uneducated people, I mean individuals lacking formal education, are neither stupid nor ignorant. To the contrary, they know many things which in our educated sophistication we have never learned. I'm thinking of items such as combs and baskets woven from fiber, medicines made from herbs and roots, tools which are made by hand, textiles and fabrics woven with intricate patterns, none of which bore the stamp made in Japan or China. I recall the time in Africa I decided to teach a group a new song. I gave the congregation the words, sang the song once, and then asked them to join me. The first time we sang, they had the words and the melody and sang with fervor. I thought, wow, they got it so quickly. They learn through rote and remember what they learn, something which most of us have never accomplished. The tragedy of our day is we forget what should be remembered and often remember what should be forgotten. The Old Testament constantly stresses God's people were to remember his deeds and to tell them to their children, who in turn would pass them on to their children. Psalm 78 talks about the words of the Lord saying, "We will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done." Moses instructed that parents not only remember his commandments, but to impress them on the children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up and so forth. Why is remembering important? By remembering good times, we are reminded of the grace and goodness of God. By remembering difficult times, we may perhaps avoid the failures and the mistakes which brought difficulty upon ourselves. By forgetting our history, we are condemned to repeat the same mistakes that brought bondage and death. By remembering, we stay strong and healthy.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.